New to Medicare? Start now. Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about some of the top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks. If you're thinking about a Medicare Advantage plan, MyHealthPolicy.com is a great place to go to find a plan that meets your needs, learn more about your options, even talk with a licensed insurance agent. MyHealthPolicy.com.
New to Medicare? Go to MyHealthPolicy.com. With MyHealthPolicy.com, you can compare plans from some of the nation's top insurers. Start now to find a plan and apply online. MyHealthPolicy.com makes it easy to find a Medicare Advantage plan in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks.
My decision, my Medicare. MyHealthPolicy.com.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Constantly strive to deploy dedicated e-products for today's market-focused .com virtual corporations. This is the Generic Live Show.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Generic Live Show, another episode of the Generic Live Show. It's Dale Campbell here with you. I'm gonna break down the fourth wall a little bit. So, my computer decided to have a little bit of a meltdown. I'm not gonna lie. I keep this show relatively honest. So, if my talking pattern's a little off, it's because I'm not used to hearing myself. It's not that I would prefer not to listen myself, but my computer having a little bit of a meltdown has forced me to rewire a few things so I listen to myself. It's not great, it's not the ideal situation to be in, because I'm hearing myself at least 0.1 of a second behind. So when I start a sentence like that, I start a sentence and then I finish it before I hear myself. So constant struggle this episode to formulate words. The constant struggle to formulate words. Welcome to a podcast. So, we're gonna try our best. We've got actually pretty good episode planned outside of that. So, the beauty about this being pre-recorded, actually, is because last night, when I... The theoretical last night... I went to record this, and then my computer's like, not quite. So, we're recording this first thing in the morning. Like, it is not even 8 o'clock yet. So, it is still early. So, but thank you everyone for your support, your constant support. And we will continue to bring you e-products for the latest .com business slogan. I don't know. We will be talking about the tragedy in Notre Dame in Paris a little bit later on, because I feel that is very important. So for the second week in a row, we're moving episodes around. So a little bit of a preview for you, seeing that we did break down the fourth wall. We're just going to reconstruct it. We are getting to the best of April Fools. We are getting to a story time of the Star Wars 5K that I did. We are getting to how to not cut a bagel. So we are getting to those stories. I know, I don't think I've teased it in a previous episode, but they are coming. They have been bumped for like 4 weeks now. So we are getting there. But thank you for all the support. I'm glad you're enjoying this format of the Generic Live Show. So we're going to, without further ado, we're going to get into it with this first story, which, tell me if this isn't the most interesting headline you've ever seen. Man takes fart related workplace bullying case to the High Court. Okay, so apparently nobody likes farts. Farts, so yesterday. They're the trend of yesterday. Okay, there's more to this story than what meets the eye, obviously. But just the headline. I just want to imagine that someone, like, in Melbourne, obviously, because why wouldn't it be, just walks up to the, like, I think it is Melbourne, actually. walks up to the High Court of Victoria, which I've taken photos of and been past, so I know what it looks like. It's this tall, like, multi-story building that has, like, suits and ties and, like, lots of coffee flying around, because corporate Australia is like that sometimes, all the time.
Fake off.
Insert fake off here. Just walking up with a stack of papers in this, like, vanilla folder. Walks up. Hello and welcome to the High Court. Yeah, so I have a story for you. I have a story for you. Okay. Well, this is a court, so we're listening. and they're like, so this fart offended me. Offended by Farts. It's the name of my book, actually. Offended by Farts. And then they're like, we'll investigate this. Why not? We got nothing to do. So there's a video, which we'll get to. A Melbourne engineer is seeking $1.8 million in damages for workplace bullying, claims his former colleague had a quote-unquote, fart off in front of him. Where is this workplace? And where can I sign up? David Hingst, that's a name, 56, is vowing to go to the High Court after losing his bullying case against his former employer, Construction Engineering, on appeal on Friday. Oh, that's an image. YouTube.com/GeekIOShow. YouTube.com/GeekIOShow. Mr. Hinston claimed his ex-colleague Greg Short was a serial farter. And that, quote, flatulence was a form of bullying, unquote. Sure. After representing himself throughout the initial 18-day trial and a subsequent appeal process, he sought to leave the appeal on several grounds. He claimed that it didn't get a fair trial as he felt under pressure. There's a fart joke there somewhere. from the Supreme Court Justice Rita Zimmet when the case was blasted out of court last year. Yes! There's the fart joke. By the way, this is why we have the expletive tag now. After last week and now spending 15 minutes talking about farts. This is why we have the expletive tag. But in a court appeal ruling, Justice Philip Priest and David Beach rejected those claims. Full screen on me. What the heck? Court names are the best. Just saying. This is a case about farts. Supreme Court Justice Rita Zimmet and but the Court of Appeal Justice Philip Priest and David Beach. They need like a morning talk show. I want them to be on the show simply because of their names. Like David Beach and Philip Priest. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Hey, ironic. the two of you actually did a fart off. I've been doing this show for 5 years now. Like, this show has gone forever. And, like, this article describes the Generic Life show, like, to a T. The two of you actually did a fart off. We're gone. This is... Alright, it's been great. And we're done. And thank you. Goodbye. Roll credits. Like, seriously, we can just do this. Just... Good night, everyone. Bye. We hope...
Diamond Club hopes you...
There you go. the two of you... actually did a fart off. This is too funny. I'm 12, okay? I find fart jokes funny, okay? Leave me alone. This next one! I don't think I can. Nope. Alright, this next line. I just gotta highlight it here. You came over to him and dropped your guts. And then he went over to you and dropped his guts. Oh, I'm missing home so bad. Because this isn't Australia talk. Like, 101, dropped his guts is slang for farting. Like, I love this so much. Oh my god, it continues. He would fart behind me and walk away. He would do this 5 or 6 times a day. Yikes. So that's not healthy, first of all. Second of all, Mr. Hintz said he suffered a physicactic injury as a result of the bullying and was not returned to work since he was dismissed from construction engineering in 2009. What? Okay. So, if you don't want to return to work because you believe you are owed something because this person would always fart around you. Oh boy. Okay, there's a video attached to this. I want to watch this. I want to see what this is.
Now, if you're a little bit sensitive, you might want to cover your ears because, Carl, I think you're going to say the F word. I've been told
well,
you are.
Well, I wasn't going to, but I'm just going to do it now. Fart. There, I said it. Mm. And for a very good reason. It's the subject of Zoe Foster Blake's great new book, No One Likes a Fart. Yeah. And she joins us now. Good morning, Zoe.
Interesting. Huh.
How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Yes, good to see you.
This is unusual subject matter.
For me, or
just generally speaking, in public.
I know, but maybe they're just misunderstood, so it's time to give them a positive profile.
So, I think so.
Yes, queen!
So misunderstood.
They stink. I think they're still quite taboo, aren't they? That's why kids find them so funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
It's not meant to do them. They are hilarious.
Yeah.
And this one in particular, he's a real sweetheart, sorry. He's not the fart that you're used to.
Right. But when you approach subject matter like this, you want to break down barriers, don't you?
Yeah, sort of. That's I don't actually like farts, but I'm in a house that are riddled with them now.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly because of my children and my husband. So this is sort of like a form of therapy for me to write about a fart in a positive manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's something, you know, that family members, you know, you can't avoid them. It's
the reality,
isn't it? And the kids do love it.
They do. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hours of fun.
We have a toot gun at the house that is used quite a lot.
But a toot gun?
Yeah, so it makes fart noises. And I can't help but laughing. We all laugh.
Is that just code for Hamish?
Yeah. Mr. Toot Gun.
Well, he has got very involved in promoting this book. Let's have a look.
No one likes a fart. Not on the bus.
What did you eat for breakfast, bro? 20 farts? Ugh!
Not in a cafe.
What's that smell? Honestly, Gavin? What is that? Yuck!
And certainly not in the bedroom.
Yes! Okay. I think we're done promoting this book. I would think we're done promoting this book. Yes, no one likes a fart in the bedroom. When you and your significant other are in the bed together, there's nothing worse than a fart to, like, ruin the mood. Just FYI. Just... Yes. Preach it, sister. Like... Nothing is worse than a fart in the bedroom. That's a show title, if I ever saw one. That's a good candidate, actually. No one likes a fart in the bedroom. All right, so I think we're done. This is great. You know, talk to each other like humans, please. Society is begging you. Like, this could have been sorted out. Except going to the High Court and going, I know this dude who has a fart problem. Yes, it's annoying, but man, just Febreze that shit up. It's so easy. Alright, well, from this fartastic episode of the Track Live Show, podcast listeners, you're going to get a quick break. Right here, like right now. Other than that, stay tuned, and we got more show right after this. Stay tuned.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Hey, Hey, this is Jill from The Container Store.
Oh.
Is there something wrong?
I just thought a virtual designer would be a cool robot.
I could do a robot voice if that helps.
Maybe.
Hi, I am Jill. Let's design.
Nope, absolutely not. Regular voice, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not good at impressions.
Enjoy free virtual in-home closet design and up to 25% off closet systems with The Container Store's custom closet sale. The Container Store, where space comes from.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us here at the Drag Life Show for a Sunday. So, okay. I have something to tell you. And I feel bad that I've been keeping this from y'all for so long. Like, I started this show in, like, 2015-ish, TM. Something like that. And, like, this show is very honest. Like, if listen to the back catalog, this show has been through some stuff. But I think it's now time that I reveal one of my biggest secrets. Through picking 6 savory foods! Actually, this BuzzFeed quiz, we have a BuzzFeed quick quiz for you. Yeah, I'm listening to myself today, and it's irritating me. We have a BuzzFeed quiz that I'm nervous about. Just heads up, just squirming in my seat, just a little bit, just in case this BuzzFeed quiz, by some virtue of an accident, flies close to the sun. Just putting it out there. But pick 6 savory foods, and we'll reveal a secret you've never told to anyone, like ever. So you'll get the scoop right here on the Drag Life Show. And you'll just have to deal with it. The secret I've never told. Not clickbait. The fart I've never told. Again, a good book title. Alright, let's see what we've got in store. Alright, pick some French fries. We got some, like, I think they're like straight cut. Maybe sweet potato? Question mark? Kringle cut? Oh, sweet potato rice. Read the screen. It's right here. Yes. Alright. Kringle cut fries. Waffle fries. Curly fries. Shoestring fries. Ew. Steak fries. Oh my god. Curly fries. All day long. They're just so fun. Right? Pick a breakfast. Pick a breakfast item. Steak and eggs, which looks real good, by the way. I'm hungry. Again, it's just gone 8 o'clock, and I'm real hungry. Actually, it's nearly 8:30. Oops. I'm real hungry. avocado toast, which I'm a millennial, so it's likely. A bacon, egg, cheese sandwich. That looks real good. Vegan mushroom omelette. Shrimp and grits. Which, can you have shrimp and grits for breakfast? That seems real odd. I'd put that more lunch-y than anything else. But what do I know? Breakfast tacos. Maybe. Maybe breakfast tacos, but that sandwich looks real good. I'm gonna have to go that sandwich. It looks real good. Pick some finger food. Chips and guacamole. Spring rolls. Cheese, prosciutto, pigs in blanket, ooh, deviled eggs, oh my god, yes, all the food I can't afford. like I said, I'm real hungry. So, not a good idea on principle. Pigs in Balanga, man. Can't go past that. They're like mini hot dogs? Yes. Get a pretzel bun in there? Oh. Okay. I'm officially hungry. Pick a snack. Yeah, I'm right here. No, I'm just kidding. Pick a snack. Potato chips. Classic. Salted peanuts. Also classic. Barbecue chips. Tortilla chips. So, tortilla chips, unless they're like nachos or they've got topping on it, is it just me or are they really dry? Like, you have to have like salsa or nachos or something. Like, they're really dry otherwise. Peanut butter pretzels. Ah! Popcorn. Oof. Peanut butter pretzels. Pick your favorite fast food order. Cheeseburger. burrito. Meatball sub. Chicken sandwich. Chicken nuggets. Or just a ton of french fries. I do like the sub. But I also like a good chicken sandwich. This is real hard. Let's do... I haven't had a good sub in a while. And finally, pick a leftover to eat in the middle of the night. French fries. I should have just picked french fries down the end. And the secret is, you are a french fry. pizza is always a good bet. Beef noodles, yeah. Spaghetti and meatballs, pasta is a good one. Turkey salad sandwich and shepherd's pie. So this is the last one. This is our sixth favorite food. Savory food. Cold pizza is life. Alright, guys. Are you ready for the biggest secret ever? Oh, honey, that is not a secret. I have no idea what I want in my life. Again, not a secret. I was like, what if it just like reveals one of my actual secrets? Like, I don't know, whatever. But no, I have no idea what I want to do in my life. Like, like, again, honey, that is not a secret. Like, at all. You are a ball of energy, full of opinions, interest, relationships that fuel your big personality forward. As much as you hate to admit it, though, you've yet to find the one thing to commit yourself completely to, and fear you're wasting time stretching yourself thin. Stay true to yourself and your values, though. You'll know the right thing when it comes along. Again, that's really not a secret. I've known this for 25 years now, so we love that. Alright, that was fun. Alright, that was a BuzzFeed quiz. But, so, unfortunately, like, turning it down a little bit. I know we've had a little bit of fun on this episode. We have to bring it down a little bit, though. Unfortunately, the Notre Dame Church in Paris has caught fire. And I believe at this point has, like, completely burnt down, unfortunately. it's devastating, unfortunately, but that's, it's sad. And all reports that I've read up until this point seem to have it be accidental. So, which is, again, unfortunate, but having it be accidental is kind of a relief, if that makes sense. It sucks.
I want to show you again the first picture that we have from inside the cathedral.
Simmer down. I will get to that, believe me. Yes, a massive blaze at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris devastated large parts of the 850-year-old church on Monday evening. This is everything we know as of this recording, which this has been recorded on Wednesday the 17th. So take that for what you will. Here's how the blaze sort of unfolded. At 6:20 p.m. local time, that's 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time on Monday, a fire alarm rang out, interrupting mass. Security guards started to evacuate the cathedral, even though they didn't see any sign of fire. A spokesman for the Paris Fire Brigade told CNN. Francis Xavier Lockett, a 70-year-old worshipper, said the congregation had just begun the universal prayer when the sirens sounded. He said visitors were ushered out, but those gathered for mass remained in place. Lockett said mass continued until a police officer went up, told the priest, "This is no joke, you must get out." 23 minutes later, at 6:43 p.m., a second alarm blared and the fire was visible at this point, and the fire department said about 400 firefighters were deployed to the scene, but delayed slightly by rush hour traffic, of course. Police in Paris confirmed a fire had taken hold at the Notre Dame and asked public to avoid the area, of course. A terrible fire was underway, with photographs taken outside the church. One of smoke blowing out near the spire and over the towers, and the second showing the fire department responders working at the scene. Slightly before 8 p.m., the cathedral flamed spire burnt into a blackened shell, before finally toppling as thousands of Parisians who had gathered in the streets and watched in horror. Around 11 p.m., French President Emmanuel Macron announced, "This is the worst has been avoided." The two main towers didn't collapse. At 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, French firefighters announced on a tweet, after 9 hours, yikes, of intense battle, the flames had finally been extinguished, and two policemen and a firefighter were injured, the tweet added. No civilians injured. I'm not saying that. The people that were inside the church, none of them were injured. Just two policemen and a firefighter. What has been damaged? While the main structure has been saved, firefighters were unable to see the central spire, which has been during a restoration project since in the 19th century. The majority of the 13th oak roof called the forest, because it required a forest of trees to build it, were also destroyed. What will survive? The Cathedral of the Notre Dame, Paris, is home to scores of priceless artifacts, artwork, and relics collected over the centuries. At the cathedral, iconic bell towers immortalized in Victor Hugo's tale, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, survived. Thank gosh. So what happens next? Teams of experts are continuing to survey the structural integrity of the building. Workers will attempt to preserve the infrastructure of the Notre Dame over the next 48 hours. There is a still structural risk to the building, which is being surveyed. Donations had already pledged hundreds of millions and will unlock an emergency fund of 10 million euros, 11.3 US million, and Paris City Hall said it would give 56.45 US million in rebuilding efforts. We have a video here that will kind of explain this better, question mark.
Obviously, that cathedral is not something anyone is going to be able to go into for a long time, but these are the first images that we have, and you can still see that heat and fire there at the top of the arches. Of course, it's impossible to know the full extent of the damage right now. That's the bottom line. Tom Foreman is out front to give us a sense of how big the fire is, the best that you can tell us right now. Tom, I mean, you have hundreds of firefighters who are working under incredibly difficult circumstances, very dangerous circumstances.
Yeah, and this wasn't an easy fire to get to either, Aaron. Those pictures are just stunning you were showing a minute ago here. Look, there are 9 different bridges that lead to Île de la Cité, which is in the middle of the River Seine. It's an island, and they had to get through that in rush hour traffic to try to reach the cathedral. And bear in mind, the height was a big issue, too. We believe from all the images that the fire started somewhere around the base of this spire in the middle, and then it shot up that spire. This tip right up there, that's a football field above the ground, so you get a sense of how high they were having to work. So what was underneath all of this as it spread to the entire roof? Well, we know that underneath was, as your previous guest noted, extraordinary treasure, the beautiful, soaring, open space. There were, in certain areas here, like the area called the choir, really intricate and beautiful carvings. So there was a lot of wood inside this stone building to feed the fire. There were also other things that would draw a lot of attention to people here. For example, the organ. This was last renovated in a big way in 1730, but it's older than that. It has more than 8,000 pipes, 5 keyboards. We don't really know the fate of the organ at this point. One of the most famous musical instruments in the world. And, of course, the rose windows, just mentioned a moment ago. About 13 million tourists a year come, and this is one of the main things that draws them. These extraordinary pieces of stained glass, some of the best you'll find anywhere on the planet, Aaron.
And that's just some of the history, Tom, of what's inside that building that, of course, the president of France had just said is, the heart and soul of France. Obviously, this was it's a Catholic cathedral. It's a religious building, but it is much, much more than that.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason this is a World Heritage Site. Remember, this is where Napoleon became an emperor. This is where Joan of Arc started on her path to becoming a saint. This is where so many giant world events, world wars, swirled around. And there are paintings and there are drawings and there are architectural plans that were all stored here. Notably, there is also this. You may have heard people talk about the Crown of Thorns. This is a religious relic which true believers believe is the crown worn by Christ on his way to crucifixion. Imagine the importance of this relic during this Easter season. And Beyond all that, there is still at least some positive news. As your guest mentioned, maybe things are being saved here. We know that more than a dozen priceless statues were removed as part of this renovation just last week, Aaron.
That is very,
We have breaking news out of Paris. We're getting word of what appears to be a fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. You can see the smoke in these pictures. You can see the flames shooting out of the roof.
Merci beaucoup.
All right. So it's just going to be music, which I don't want to do with copyright infringement. But apart from the Hunchback of Notre Dame tellings of this building, I don't have much significant attachment to it. I know it does hold a lot of religious artifacts and like statues and very significant significant value to those people in France and around the world. I unfortunately will never get to go see it in its original glory now, which is kind of a shame. And you know, it's devastating, but what I will comment on is this. I am so glad that a lot of people are coming together and celebrating Notre Dame in its glory after the fact. So everyone's gathering around it and getting behind this cause, and the rebuild effort is one that's going to be very significant and is going to be no easy task, like, at all, which I applaud all the people involved with trying to rebuild this. Like, it's going to be difficult, unfortunately. But, wow, it's just, oof. Some of the videos and some of the photos are real rough. And it's caused to be accidental. So, which is unfortunate, you know? But it's just, you know, I have one foot in front of the other at the moment with this. There's not really much else that can be done. I mean, reminiscing is good, you know. We'll reminisce, we'll, and then the rebuild effort is one that is going to take time. But again, it's, the rebuild is going to not match up to centuries and centuries of history inside this building. At all, unfortunately. But, oh well. Whew. Alright, well, that was heavy. what did we learn today? We learned that the Hunchback of Notre Dame is, the Hunchback of Notre Dame is one of my, is probably my favorite movie of all time. The OG, the one, not the two. The two, wasn't really a fan of. But one, everyone, go watch Hunchback of Notre Dame. That's your homework. It's required for next week's attendance, please. All right. What did we learn? We learned that BuzzFeed, even though they say, we will reveal your secrets, but, honey, me not having my life in order, that's not a secret, please. I learned that everyone can still gather around in hard times. We learnt that farts are funny. And we also learnt that you can be in the court system with a funny name. And we also learnt that on a week where you can go to the High Court, just walk on up to the High Court with a fart case, you can release a children's fart book. Alright, we're going to get on out of here now. Thank you for your support. It's greatly appreciated, like always. You can send your mail, any feedback, any sort of short clips you want to contribute. We're all ears. show@geek-io.net. You can put smelly time in the subject line. GLS, Generic Live Show, ideally. But this week's catchphrase is smelly time. What else? The Hunchback of Secrets Untold. There we go. You can support everything that we do here on the Geek.io network over on Patreon. Patreon.com/Geek.io. You can join our Discord. Join the conversation. Once we go offline, geek-io.net/Discord. You can find me on Instagram at TheDaleCampbell. That's TheDaleCampbell. It's hard hearing myself. That's also one thing we learned. Never listen to yourself. Alright. /GeekIO for all our socials and stuff like that. Twitch.tv/GeekIO show. Very important. We go up there Sundays, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. Corner hour. Alright. Thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you all next week. Bye!
Listening to a Geek.io Media Network LLC production. Would you like to convert that to pounds? Copyright 2019.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.